Hello, everyone, and good morning, Kim.
Morning, Jill. Morning, everyone. Whew. Today's message for the day is a song. I woke up with the song, and it is still with me for everyone here. So that means you get to enjoy the song with me. The song is actually called My Church by Maren Morris. It's a more country song. So I was actually really surprised waking up to the song, just because of my personal beliefs and things like that. Like, this would not be a typical song I would actually listen to, but that it's not about like my personal beliefs. We are here for the collective. We are here for you. So, which I get messages out of this stuff too. So it doesn't matter what belief system you have. It's really about the message about then you, where you're at, and your belief systems. Wow. Okay. So, it starts off where it says, I've cussed on a Sunday, I've cheated and I've lied, I've fallen down from grace a few too many times, but I find holy redemption when I put this car in drive, roll the windows down and turn up the dial. Then it goes into the refrain of, can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen? Feels like the Holy Ghost running through you when I play the Highway FM. I find my soul revival, singing every single verse. Hell, I guess that's my church. It says not hell, it says, yeah, I guess that's my church. I should clarify how I speak. So with that being said, the first few words is what is highlighted for me as I'm reading it to you, where it says, I've cussed on a Sunday, I've cheated and I've lied, I've fallen down from grace a few too many times. Of all of that, we talk about judgment in the past and how these are judgments that you put on yourself. Okay. And then they stopped right there. They're moving me on to something else. I'm like, I'm waiting for more than that. They're like, we talked about it. Yep. Okay. They're like, it's the fact that you have done these things. Everybody has done these things. Everybody has lied. Everybody has cursed. Everybody has judged. It's the fact that you come back to yourself. You pull yourself back in. And when they said, yeah, I guess that's my church, they're saying your church is within you. That's what they mean in the song when they said, can I get a hallelujah? Hallelujah. When they're singing it out loud, they're showing me my energy, my soul inside me, not coming from anywhere else, living up. It's like, there I am. I take my deep breaths, oh, bring myself present. That is the hallelujah. That is like a release. It's like when I yawn, that is my hallelujah. And then you're like, I guess that's my church is inside of you. So it's recognizing those things that you put out there. Now there's another song popping up in my head where, oh, I hear Jesus take the wheel. So I can't remember exactly who sings that one. Another country song.
Carrie
And
Underwood, I think. I think that's a Carrie Underwood song.
okay, so
Yeah.
yeah, she literally said like Jesus take the wheel, and everything turned out right because she finally trusted herself. She had to basically let go of her fear, let go of her doubts, let go of the what ifs or that control, and she was totally safe because she finally went within. That's your church. Like, that's today. Today is you're finding your hallelujah within.
Well, that's a very different message than we've had before, and it's very interesting.
Yeah. It's songs are back, I guess. Yeah,
I
there's
think
a lot of beautiful.
Yeah, the theme of going within is not necessarily such a new topic, but church within is definitely a brand new phrase for us. Yeah, I kind of get that it's also a time has come for us to say, live under our own beliefs, if you will, which is other than external stuff, you know, whether it's a church or family.
Yep.
Government, whatever. It's just time to go within and decide for ourselves what works, if you will, what doesn't. And then, you know, Jesus take the wheel example is, you know, she found a deep, I guess words for that would be faith and trust within. That allowed her to let go. Yeah, it's just that really deeply, deeply time to go inside.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, we don't always have to go to a specific place to find that, say, a church, a healing group, or, you know, sometimes people love to go out in the woods, and that's like their sacred space, and they don't have the chance to get to that sacred space, wherever that is. Like, you don't necessarily have to go somewhere to find that, because it's always right within.
Right within. And if you go somewhere... To me, I like to say if you go somewhere to find something or whatever, it's the point is to get guidance from that outside. The point isn't to give away your decision-making power to that external thing. Guidance and input is one thing, and that's helpful. I love to get guided and helped. Kim, you've guided and helped me in many health things and so on. But at the end of the day, it was like the final decision is within me. The final, like, how this filters and plays out in my life goes within and through me, and then it's like that's the final kind of say, if you will. That's what I'm getting from this. It's like
yes,
not like, oh, it's all on your own or inside and you don't need anyone else, and you know, we don't, it's not that.
And as you're speaking this and saying that, I keep hearing hallelujah.
All right, hallelujah, cut.
Yep.
Oh, I can't say the hallelujah before. I'm going to have to.
Yeah. I love it.
I do, too. So much. Interesting. I love to play with them throughout the day. I love to pause.
Uh-oh. We're missing each other.
Yes, I'm back. I love to pause and remember the message. And sometimes, Kim, I will say, I have to pause for a few moments to actually recall it. It's like they kind of disappear sometimes, that you have to really bring an intention and attention to them to have them continue on throughout the day.
Yeah.
That's my experience sometimes.
Then I heard hallelujah again. Okay. Play with this one today. Everyone, if you're not finding your balance, whatever it is, you're searching and you're getting guidance and it's not clicking, be like, just say some hallelujahs. It'll start flowing.
All right. Let's do it. I love it.
Yep.
Oh.
Okay. Thank you, Jill. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Kim, and everyone for tuning in. And until next time.